So Cornwall Enterprising Women's talking about the benefits of corporate social responsibility. And Manda Brookman of the Cornwall Sustainable Tourism Project has been giving a presentation about it. Just to explain, Manda, what's the main... How would you define corporate social responsibility, first of all?
Well, I think actually one of the delegates this morning said it's about not putting your business in front of or above its impact on the community and the environment. And we've talked about the fact that any sort of business activity needs to have a healthy social fabric to operate in, and then underneath that, a really healthy environment. And we've been talking about the fact that CSR, or corporate social responsibility, isn't just a way of legitimising poor social and environmental activities with a sort of bolt-on greenwash, flash in the pan activity or promotion. It's more about understanding that your business will have an impact, and it's ensuring that all the impacts it does have are positive for the local economy, for the local community, and for the environment, locally and globally, in actual fact.
Because some businesses use words such as eco-friendly. You were talking about that, weren't you?
Yeah, these are... the devil is in the detail with these, or the broad brush comments. There's a great outfit called Futera in London who developed a very free, very helpful guide called the Greenwash Guide, which can be found on their website. And it talks about how you can't simply refer to things as green with vague terms like eco-friendly or environmentally happy. You can't simply pretend that you're doing the right thing. You can't simply refer to imaginary bodies that have accredited to what you're doing. You can't simply say that something is eco-assured or green and wonderful. If in actual fact, there's no data there, there's no clear evidence, and you're not really doing what it says on the tin. So CSR is about properly doing what it says on the tin and avoiding all the problems of greenwash, which is effectively whitewashing something over with green paint.
Now you showed a photograph of a Tesco advert.
I did. This is quite a famous advert that Tesco brought out a little while ago, where they had a promotion of using air miles to purchase free light bulbs.
What was it?
It was lights for flights. And it has been pointed out by a number of organisations looking at greenwash and saying this is not the way to do it. There was no irony in their advert, and essentially you're linking lowering your light bulbs with encouraging people to take more flights, which is not really the right way to go if you want to engage your visitors, or your clients.
So give me some steps a small business or a large business should take in making sure their CSR, corporate social responsibility, is going to work.
I think first of all they need to decide what it is they're trying to do, and make sure that the CSR isn't simply a bolt-on marketing tactic that is to do with the ethics of the business. Talk to their staff, look at the information they're carrying, look at the product that they're developing or the service they're offering, and making sure that when they track it back, it's not having an unintended consequence somewhere else. And understand the benefits. The benefits are to do with it makes you feel much better about what you're doing because it's much more authentic. It is a delight for your staff because staff increasingly and new recruits increasingly want to work with a business that takes its social and environmental credentials seriously. And thirdly, our customers are desperate to see some authenticity in what they're buying and don't want to be told that something is green when it's not, and want to feel that the purchases they're making give them that social and environmental value as well as economic value.